Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshivotos, Moshe, and around the world. Continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Ches Med Aleph. And here the Masechet starts talking about the dinim of Kiddush HaChodesh. And it says, Al Shisha Chadashim HaShluchim Yotzim. For 6 different months of the year, there were messages leaving the Beis Din, and Rashi and the Rav explain, when the Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, they would send out messengers to tell the people in the Gola the day that they were Mekadesh it. If it was the 30th day and it was Chodesh, the Chodesh before was a Chaser, it was missing a day, or it was Lamed Aleph, it would be Mekadesh on the 31st, and the month before was Malay. And the Shluchim going out from Beis Din are not Mechalal the Shabbos or Yatif, as opposed to, we'll see, the people coming into Beis Din who are going to be witnessing the Chodesh and testifying to Beis Din, those people would be Mechalal Shabbos. But these messengers leaving from Beis Din, going out to spread the word, when Rosh Chodesh was, they are not Mechalal Shabbos or Yatif. Taisir B'Kiva Eger brings to the Tari Evan that this special rule that they only went out on 6 months, okay? No more than 6. Because any time when the Beis Hamikdash was around, they would also go on Iyar, because of Pesach Sheni, as we'll see, and then they wouldn't have to go out on Av, because they wouldn't be commemorating Tisha B'Av on when there was a Beis Hamikdash. There's a rule, Bisman Sheyesh Shalom Ein Tzom. As long as the Beis Hamikdash was around, let's say after the first Churban, during those 7 years they went to Bavel, then they had a Tisha B'Av, and they fasted, and once the second Bishul was built, they stopped fasting Tisha B'Av until after the next Churban. So when there was Iyar, and there was a Beis Hamikdash, they had to let people know about Pesach Sheni, as we'll see, and they didn't have to let them know about Tisha B'Av, but when there was no Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have to tell them about Pesach Sheni, but they had to tell them about Tisha B'Av, so it was always 6 months that messengers had to go out. Malchus Shlomo says, it would have made sense, or logical, that when we're talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, the first thing they should have talked about in the Mishnah was when people see the moon, what do? And has Beis Din know to be Mekadesh the Chodesh or not? So why did we start here with the Shluchim leaving Beis Din after the Kiddush HaChodesh? Because we have a list of 6 months, which is similar to the list we had in the Mishnah previously of different months. So we continue on with lists of months. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Gimel Halach Yudal says, even though we mention in the, our Mishnah here Shluchim Yotzim plural, you can also be samach on one Shliach going out, and not only a Shliach, but even if there's a merchant from any people from the regular people in the Am that happen to be traveling by, and he comes to a town and he says, I heard from Beis Din that you're Mekadesh the month on a certain day, and he wasn't an official messenger of Beis Din, still he's believed, and we can set up when Yantif would be based on him for that town that he reached, because this is something which is also illegal. This is eventually it will be revealed, and people aren't going to lie about something that will be revealed, and one person is kosher on that. The Tashbits in Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Beis writes, even a apostle is kosher to tell us when Rosh Chodesh was declared in Beis Din, because again, it's Ovid Ligluye. The Sifsechem says, why do we use this Lashon Shluchim then in the Mishnah? It's talking about they sent lots of different messengers in all different directions, so they could have sent one in each different direction down different roads to get to different towns. So what are the 6 months? The Mishnah says, Al Nisan Neha Pesach, for Nisan, because they want to let people know when Pesach would be. Rashi says, the Shluchim would go till Pesach and not counting Shabbos. The Taisiantis brings from the Gemara and Dabav and Beis, but Sivan, because of Shavuos, we didn't need anybody to go out, because that is dependence on counting the Omer. And so once we know when Pesach is, we know to count for the 50 days to get till Shavuos. We don't need to tell people when the Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. Okay, Al Av Ibn HaTainis, it says, for the month of Av, we had other people know about Tisha B'Av. Rashi says they go all 8 days, except when on Tisha B'Av they don't go. Rav brings, because we had to let people know when Tisha B'Av is, why didn't we let people know when Shavuos B'Tamuz was? Because there were a lot of tzaras on Tisha B'Av, more than other taniyos. Taisus Yantif writes, as it says, in Maseches Tainis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, Chamish Devarim Irul Avasinim B'Tisha B'Av. There were five different events that happened on Tisha B'Av. And Taisus and Daf Yuches Mabez, Devarim Maschal Hoel, asks, on Shivas B'Tamas also the five events that happened, as it says in Maseches Tainis Daf Chav Vav Amet Aleph. But, he says, the Churban Beis HaMikdash is much stronger, and therefore, Tisha B'Av, its Tzara is not comparable to anything else, because the two Beis HaMikdash destroyed, and that was when they needed to tell people to commemorate Tisha B'Av. The Michas Chinuch, in Siman Shin Aleph, Ois, Mitzvah Shin Aleph, Ois Beis, writes that he has a Chiddush, that the chiyuv to fast on a tainis, you could do it on any day of that month. Okay, let's say Shavuos Batamis, and you weren't sure what day it was in the calendar, you can fast any other day in Tammuz, the 25th, the 4th, any day you want. Because it says in Zechariah, in Perches, Pasuk Yud Tes, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaSiri. Talking about each different month where there were the four Tanesim. So we see it has to do with the Chodesh. So about the fourth month, fifth month, seventh month, and tenth month. And not doesn't mention the days of the month. Okay, but the Chachamim set up originally certain days in each month. But if you didn't know what it was, when Rosh Chodesh was, you can fast any day you want in that month. And therefore they didn't have to send out Shluchim to tell people each one of those fasts when it was, except for Tisha B'Av, as we said, because it was a very eventful day that we needed to commemorate. The next is Allah Elot Ne Rosh Hashanah. They sent people to let them know when Rosh Chodesh Elah was, so they can then be ready to figure out when Rosh Hashanah was. Rashi Rav says they let them know Elul, and they do Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul in the Gola, because most years Elul itself is not Ma'abar, even though it was a Suffolk, maybe Beis Din was Ma'abar Elul, and there's no way for them to know, so they had to go Al Karchach after most years, and if they didn't know when Elul would start, they wouldn't know when the 30th day would be. Rashi in Daf Yechesman Aleph says that we see that they only celebrated one day if they didn't know what Beis Din did. Taisus Yantif brings from the Taisus Daf Yuches Ma'alaf the Ramaskal Ve'al Elul, and they would make Rosh, if they didn't know exactly when it was, they would keep 2 days, Yom Shloshim for Elul in the Gola, and also the next day after, as it's Mashma in Pesachos Be'yam Daf Hey Ma'alaf, and in Erev and Daf Lamites Amud Aleph. That they would keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah from a Suffolk, maybe they were Ma'aber El. And check out the Ma'ar Katan and Melchamas Hashem on Daf Beis Mabez through Gimel Mat Aleph in the Dapeh Rif, Maseches Be'ah, with the Machlokes. Once they were Kaiveya, the set calendar, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, if they would keep 1 day Rosh Hashanah or 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and obviously the halacha, the way we do it is, the way the Rif and the Rambam Paskin, that all around the world, we keep 2 days for Rosh Hashanah. The next part of the Mishnah, Al Tishrei Bnei Takanas HaMoedos, they had to let people know when Tishrei was, because they needed to get the Moed set, right, Rash and Rav, after the Bezum Mekadosh Tishrei, the Shluchim would go out the next day, and they would go wherever they could reach until Sukkos, and they would let them know if Beis Din was Ma'abir Elul or not, so they shouldn't worry about Yom Kippur and Sukkos. And the Gemara says in Daf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph, the places where the Shluchim didn't reach, they didn't keep 2 days for Yom Kippur, because that would be too much of a tircha, very hard for people to keep 2 days in Kippur. And also in Lechem Shemayim, it learns the Gemara differently, and he holds that they did actually fast 2 days for Yom Kippur, but every other Pesach argues on that Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Now we'll do the next Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is in Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, and it goes like this: Al Shnei Chadashim Machalon Shana. 2 months of the year they would be Machal Shabbos. Rashi Rav says that. Okay, just to get that straight, I misspoke a second ago. Al shnei chadashim achalanas haShabbos. That's the correct wording. As Rashi Rav said, the Edom that saw the new moon, they would then go to travel and to let Bezdin know about it. As Rav adds on about traveling and letting Bezdin know, the Tiferes Yisrael says they would go even Chutz L'Tchum and Midyar Reis to the Machalal on all of them, really for all of these months, any month that they would see the new moon, they would Midyar Reis be able to Machalal Shabbos to go to tell Beis Din. But Midyar Rabbanan, they asked them on all the other months, because those other months aren't the months where they need to set up the different Moedim, and it's only for these two, for the 2 months, as we'll see. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, and the Meiri and Tosfos Yontif in Mishnah Tes in our Perek holds they can even be over on Malacha D'Oraisa, which is Einish Misa, to come and tell Besim when they saw the moon. But Pnei Yeshua holds no, the only thing that was mutter for them was to Machamer, that they could travel with the animals. That's a lav. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid in Kiddush HaChodesh, Siman Tzadik Beis, Sif Beis, points out that the Shluchim who are coming, who are going to tell the communities that there was a Kiddush, that the Beis Din was Makadosh, the Chodesh, they can't go past, they can't be Ivar and Isser of Shabbos or Yantif, as we said in the previous Mishnah, because then there's something people can do. They can keep 2 days Yantif if they weren't sure, like any place where the Shluchim weren't going. But what we're talking about in our Mishnah is not the Shluchim leaving Beis Din, it's the people coming to Beis Din to testify to Beis Din. So for those people, that they can be Mechal Shabbos, but not for the Shluchim, as we said in the Mishnah before, who are going from Beis Din afterwards to let people know when Beis Din actually was Mechadosh the Chodesh. And what are the 2 months? Al Nisan v'al Tishrei. It's those 2 months, Shvehem HaShluchim Yotzim L'Suria. Those are the months that the Shluchim would leave Beis Din and go to Suria. Now, it's not a because those are the 2 months, but it was another factor that in those 2 months they would be going to Suria. As Rashi Rav says, they would leave from Beis Din to tell people in the Gola when the Moedim were set, and therefore it was very chashuv. Taisyanda says, what would it be that if they would wait until they would hear from the Beis Din that it was Makodesh, and if Edom wouldn't come and it would just happen by itself, there would be Ibra Chodesh, they wouldn't leave until the actual next morning, because Beis Din is not Makodesh at night, so they would hold off their travel time would be limited by an extra night or more, but any other month, the Shluchim would leave as soon as it got dark. It's like, for instance, if it was seen very clearly on the Chavtes, or it was the night of the 30th, and already it was going to automatically happen to be a Kiddush of Beis Din, they wouldn't wait till the next day to hear it was Makodesh from Beis Din, because they're not worried about this small number of cases when, even though it was obvious everybody, Edom would come and they'd be puzzled and it would be pushed off to the next day. But on this and Tishrei, there was very great need to be precise when Rosh Chodesh was, because the Yom Tovim are totally on them. So on this and Tishrei, the Shluchim, since the Shluchim are going out and they need to know exactly when it was, people can come to Beis Din, even Michal Shabbos, to have the modem set up correctly. Ubehem, mission continues, Misaknes HaMaidais. As Taisi Yantif says, but El, and Yisrael said, adds also Adar, even though that El, for instance, we use that to figure out when the 30th day of El would be, and that's when we'd make Rosh Hashanah, so maybe you could say that Elul should also be an important day. Still, it's not enough Gemina that much, because there's still on the 30th day itself, 30th day itself, Beis Din would have to wait until the Shluchim of Tishrei would come, until the witnesses of Tishrei would come. So therefore, the fact that Shluchim are leaving Rosh Chodesh, Elul is not such a big factor in this case. Shehoye bezdin kayim machalan af al kulam netakanas hakarban. If there was one bezdin was in existence, they would also be machal for any month, because we wanted to have the carbon, as the carbon musaf they had to bring on Rosh Chodesh. They wanted to make sure which day it was Rosh Chodesh. So you can meet, they can mechal Shabbos to come on any month to tell Bezdin that they saw the moon. Rashi Rav says to make sure that this carbon will be brought bismano. The first Rav says even though it's only an essay to bring a carbon bismano, and still, where Deicha the Los HaSeh of Shabbos that has Karis, because it says B'moado. So this would be in a, and therefore Samach Shirin Shi Efshal HaSos Merif Shabbos, like something you couldn't do Merif Shabbos, that you're Machshirin of a mitzvah, that you can do on Shabbos itself. So this, as I was about to say, is an exception. Normally the rule is Esseh is Docha Los HaSeh, but not a Los HaSeh to Yisvei Karis. But in this case, even though the Los HaSeh of Shabbos has Karis, still there's a pasuk b'moado that has to be in the right time, and therefore the essay to make the carbon musaf on the right day, you can be mechal Shabbos to make sure that happens. Continuing on in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, it says Bein Shenir Ba'ol, whether it was very clear to everybody that the moon was already new, you could see it in the sky. As the Rav says, it was very high from the ground, and anyone could see it. As far as Rav says, whether it was very clear sky that day, and therefore anybody could see the moon, or Bein Shlo Nir Ba'ol, or maybe if it wasn't so clear, Rav says, it might have been low in the sky, close to the ground, and the redness of the sun would cover it, and you couldn't tell it that clearly. And the Pharisee Rav says, or if it was a cloudy day, and therefore the moon wouldn't be seen to a weak eye, or if it was at the time of the Chidusha, it was in the west, right after the sun was resetting, and then the shining of the sun would sometimes dim off the moon, so you couldn't see that as well. So for whatever reason, whether it was very clearly that it was a new moon, or it wasn't so clear to people, Machal Shabbos, in any event, you can Machal Shabbos to come to give testimony to Besen, as Rashi in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Bey says, that even though there's a great probability that the people in Besen, the Chavrei Besen themselves, and other people who live nearby saw the moon, still, Edim are allowed to Mechal Shabbos to be made, and they saw the moon. And the Miri says, because if you don't give him an opportunity to go, maybe they'll be discouraged from coming a different time. Svas Emes wonders, when it was seen clearly, is it just that they're mutter to come Mechal Shabbos to testify in Beis Din, or the Mechuyev to come? But the Rambam explicitly says, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, that they are Mechuyev to come, even if it's very clear. If Yaisi Omer, Im Nir Ba'alil, if it was very clear, Ain Mechal Shabbos. You are not Mechal Shabbos. Rashi says, because there's no need. The Rav says, because certainly they saw in Yerushalayim. But the Halacha is not like Reb Yossi. So Israel says, since the only distance that you travel to Yerushalayim to testify to Beis Din would be the time, with the distance it would take you to travel a night and a day, because otherwise it's too late to come to Beis Din to be testify, so you only have a day and a night's distance of walking, so, and people would know it's not that far. If you saw it where you are, very clearly, they probably saw it in Yerushalayim very clearly as well. Riffa says that Reb Yossi is Modeh, that Midyaraisa you can be Mechal, if it was very clear. He only argues if this is a drabbanan to be Mechal Shabbos if it was very clear. And as we said, we come argue in any event, and we don't pass like Reb Yossi passing. No matter what, you can come to be Mechal Shabbos to come testify to Beis Din that there was a new moon. That's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, and complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman. At yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.